While pundits ponder the polls and recent election results, events may already be enhancing the impact of what got Democrats into trouble in the first place. Presidential advisor James Carville famously opined, "It's the economy, stupid." It may now be the case that it's inflation, stupid. To Americans already reeling from the worst inflation in over 30 years, what might two more multi-trillion-dollar spending bills portend? More inflation, stupid. The president contends that Build Back Better will actually disarm and dissipate inflation. That, however, is not intuitively obvious. Inflation has been termed the cruelest tax. Currently, it pinches the pocketbooks of low-income and fixed-income fellow citizens. These are the folks the president must hold or win back. Progressive Democrats, on the other hand, tend to be younger professionals. They don't seem currently to be pinched so acutely by inflation. Further, they press more enthusiastically the progressive agenda. This fact may account for both the Republican zeal to apply and the frantic Democratic attempt to reject that toxic label of wokeness. The administration has rejected the adjective transitory because inflation does not currently seem to be that. For both the sake of our fellow citizens and the vital two-party system, inflation must be addressed before the looming midterm elections. I am Bob Evans, and that is my perspective.